Depression, the Way Out by Dr. Neil Nedley. Chapter 10, The 20-Week Turnaround. Instead of starting this chapter with another wonderful success story of a previously depressed patient, I want to dedicate this chapter to you, the reader. Chances are you picked up this book because either you or someone dear to you is suffering from depression. You or your loved one are not alone. At least a third of all individuals are likely to experience an episode of depression during their lifetime. Sadly, most of these individuals will either not recognize that they have the condition or will not conquer their depression because of a lack of proper treatment strategy. Those who recognize their depression may feel forced into taking drug medications for life. They may attempt to get off the medication, but each time the attempt is made, a dramatic worsening of the mental state occurs, often with a sense of unexplainable deep sadness or emptiness. Eventually, they resort to taking their daily antidepressant pill as if taking a necessary daily vitamin. Even while taking the medication, they often do not feel completely well. They may be able to function in the family and at the workplace. They may not actively contemplate suicide, but they still do not feel complete, whole, happy, and goal-oriented. For such individuals, I have good news. I've saved the best for last. You are likely just 20 weeks away from a lasting cure for depression if the strategy outlined in this chapter is followed. An individual approach is required. Many people hope for a simple cookbook approach to follow that will cure their depression in a short period of time. Unfortunately, there is no such one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter approach to treating this condition. This should come as no surprise, since diseases that are even more understood, such as congestive heart failure, the number one disease requiring hospital admission, do not have a simple cookbook approach to bring about a quick and lasting cure to their condition in a short period of time. What works for one person may not be of benefit to another. It may even be damaging. Each depressed individual has a unique set of underlying causes that must be discovered. These causes can then be used as a basis for determining an individualized treatment program to bring about the best results. The goal of this chapter is twofold. Number one, to enable the reader to discover the causes of his or her depression or the depression of a loved one. And number two, to enable the reader to use these causes for laying out a tailor-made strategy for conquering the depression. To lay the groundwork for this exercise, I would encourage you to read at least chapter 1, 3, 4, 5, and 9 before proceeding. For those who have a large amount of stress or anxiety, I would also encourage the reading of chapters 7 and 8. If you or your loved one is taking an herb or medication, I encourage you to study at least the principles involved in taking and withdrawing from medication in chapter 6. You should also read what I say about your particular medication in chapter 6. While you are reading these chapters, I encourage you to take notes regarding principles, causes, and treatments that likely apply to you or your loved one. This will help you later to devise you or your loved one's own particular treatment regimen. Now you are ready to return to this chapter and apply the information. How to find the specific causes of your depression. As you begin this section, I will assume that you know that you or someone dear to you are genuinely suffering from depression. For the purposes of illustration, let us assume it is you, the reader. To find the cause of your condition, we divide the possible causes into 10 hit categories. They are genetic, developmental, nutrition, social, toxic, circadian rhythm, addiction, lifestyle, medical conditions, and frontal lobe. As you examine the list of these 10 hit categories, you may find several that you think may apply to you. As I stated in the conclusion of Chapter 3, the brain can often sustain hits or causes in 3 hit categories and still function quite well. Once a fourth hit category is sustained, depression or another mental disorder will likely result. It is important for you to identify as many causes of your condition as you possibly can. This will enable you to devise a more effective personal treatment program to follow. Before asking you to select which hit category applies to you, each one is broken down into one or more causes of depression, as laid out in Figure 2 on page 225. To illustrate how Figure 2 is used, let's look at an example. Note that the genetic hit category, the first one on the list in Figure 2, lists one specific cause, which is family history of depression or suicide. If that applies to you, you count that as one hit. The second category, developmental hit, has four causes. If none of them apply to you, go to the next category. If any one of them does apply, you have another hit. If you have two causes in the same hit category, such as history of depression in adolescence and not being raised by both biological parents, it still counts as only one hit. As you go through this exercise, you will be able to identify most of the hit categories that apply. However, some hit items may require certain background information, such as obtained by a direct history and physical with some blood tests or other tests performed by a knowledgeable healthcare provider. Areas that such a healthcare provider could help identify include some nutritional hits, toxic hits, and medical condition hits. However, you may have four or more hits without having to get this information. It's important to realize that Figure 2 is not an exhaustive list of causes of depression. Only the more common causes are listed. Some uncommon causes mentioned in Chapter 3 are not in the figure, such as the Borna disease virus or sick building syndrome in the medical condition category. It is not necessary to go through the time and expense to search for such uncommon causes if enough causes listed in the figure are found to apply. I also do not routinely search for toxic causes unless the history and physical of the patient lead me to suspect a possible toxin. One exception would be if only two hit categories are identified in a person with major depression. That usually means that at least one and probably two hit categories have yet to be identified. Undergoing a toxic workup, sending off blood, hair, and possibly nail samples, and checking for undiagnosed medical conditions such as lupus, diabetes, or frontal lobe stroke would then be helpful. Singular causes of depression. Importantly, we must recognize that there can be a single cause in a single category that can cause major depression alone, even if there are no hits in any other category. These causes are thyroid disease, Parkinson's disease, uncontrolled diabetes, certain strokes, chronic insomnia, chronic low-carbohydrate diet, chronic low-tryptophan diet, chronic complete absence of social support, and very high toxin levels. Designing a treatment program. Once you have successfully determined the cause or causes of your depression, it is now time to plan the treatment program. Many depressed individuals will have four or more hit categories with multiple causes under each one. For instance, under the addiction hit category in Figure 2, a person may be a smoker, an alcoholic, and a heavy caffeine user. Under the circadian rhythm hit category, a person may regularly get less than 6 hours of sleep, have insomnia frequently, and lack a regular schedule for eating and sleeping. Under the frontal lobe hit category, a person may be an entertainment television addict, an MTV viewer, never study the Bible or engage in abstract thought, and be on a heavy meat diet. The proper treatment program is one that should work on all of the modifiable causes under each hit category. Although some depressed individuals are willing and able to address all their modifiable causes simultaneously, others are not. A step-by-step approach will also work well in combating depression, but will take a longer period of time to reach complete success. I often have my depressed patients work on one modifiable hit category each month until all causes are corrected. This may be only a 3-month process, since some causes are often not modifiable, genetics, developmental, and some medical causes. It is important for the depressed patient to attempt correction of all the causes in a hit category simultaneously during that month. This may sound impossible for some depressed people to fathom, but I have found that it is not only possible, but often easier to attack all causes in a hit category at the same time. Addiction hits. Conquering multiple addictions at the same time. A person who is a smoker, an alcoholic, and a heavy caffeine user may think it is impossible to give up all these addictions at once. The good news is that long-term abstinence may be greater if all such addictions are dealt with at the same time. An alcoholic who has been drinking large amounts of alcohol for a long period of time should play it safe and enter into a detoxification program or a lifestyle live-in treatment program. During this time, his intention to give up tobacco and caffeine should also be made known. His treatment supervisors will likely be glad to help him with these addictions as well, recognizing that this will improve their chances of success with this individual. While a depressed person is working on the focused category, such as addictions, he should not completely ignore the other categories, but should see what cause in another hit category he might easily work on during the month as well, such as readily incorporating a daytime brisk walk, etc. Some causes, such as a heavy meat diet, may be so ingrained that an attempt to change it while overcoming tobacco and caffeine may not be practical. It may set the depressed person up for disappointment. Thus, some, and maybe many, items in some HIT categories will have to be addressed during a subsequent month. Nutrition HITs, changes in diet. In a step-by-step program, I usually reserve the correction of nutrition HITs for the second or third month. One exception would be a depressed anorexic patient who would need immediate nutritional attention. Be sure and review the nutritional areas in chapters 3, 4, and 9. To help you adopt improvements in your diet, you will find recipes in Appendix X that assist in addressing the problem of a low omega-3, low tryptophan, and low folate diet. When working on the nutrition month, it is also good to work on items in other categories that have to do with nutrition, such as the frontal lobe HIT category, a figure 2. Cutting down on or eliminating meat while increasing natural carbohydrates in the diet can assist in promoting other nutritional changes. Meatless dishes that are high in nutrients can elevate mood. Recipes for such dishes are also found in Appendix X. Social HITs may require getting involved. Some social HITs are more modifiable than others. For instance, most grandparents who are raising their grandchildren are only doing so because the parents are not available or are incapable of raising them. These circumstances cannot be modified. Social isolation is more modifiable. Making new friends or even getting closer to old acquaintances could be helpful. This is often best accomplished by becoming involved in a respected volunteer project that assists the community. A close friendship is often developed by working with others toward a common goal. Becoming involved in an active local church that fosters community projects may be the answer. A person may honestly try these suggestions and give them time to work, but still does not develop close friends. The next step may be cognitive behavioral therapy with an experienced counselor who may help you discover what you can do differently to overcome social isolation. Circadian rhythm HITs require scheduled sleep hours. This area is often best addressed by addressing HITs in the lifestyle category at the same time. A self-imposed sleep schedule is a must during this month. This means watching the clock often, especially during the first 2 weeks of the month, until sleep regularity becomes more of a habit. Should you use alarm clocks during this time? Most definitely, but after you get up by an alarm clock every morning at the same time without fail, you'll not need an alarm clock for very long. Taking a hot bath before bedtime, as described in Chapter 5, will help you sleep, along with other measures mentioned. Regular aerobic physical exercise, particularly if performed in the morning or during daytime hours, outdoors in fresh air, will help the circadian rhythm. Toxic and medical condition HITs. These will require diagnosis by a healthcare provider and will be best treated in concert with a healthcare provider's recommendations and treatment. However, there are often parts that you should play in helping to treat these conditions yourself. For instance, if mercury levels in your blood are high, you will definitely want to change your diet to eliminate fish and seafood. If you've been diagnosed with diabetes, you will want to get on a diet that is best for not only controlling your blood sugar, but also preventing the complications of the disease. I devote an entire chapter to controlling diabetes through nutrition and lifestyle improvements in the book Proof Positive. Frontal lobe HITs. This is one of the most common problem areas in depressed patients today. I tend to have the patient overcome these problems in the second or third month. Many people who are addicted to entertainment television, the movie theater, the internet, MTV, or repeated sexual arousal outside of the marriage relation actually believe that their life will no longer be fun without their particular habit. After 1 month with the absence of the HIT or HITs on the frontal lobe of the brain, every person I know who is overcome has told me that their enjoyment of life is actually much better now than before. If you wonder how you can have recreation without these HITs, you may want to pick up a copy of Proof Positive. I discuss over 30 recreational activities that can enhance left and middle frontal lobe functions in Chapter 13 in a section entitled, What to Do After Pulling the Plug. Even cutting out the evening television news could be helpful. Most do not realize that the evening news actually just gives a few headlines, but very little useful information. If you were to see a transcript of the average network television's 30-minute news program, you would see less than 6 pages of written information. A newspaper or news magazines will give much more information in the same period of time with an additional advantage. You will not be subjected to information that is not useful or interesting to you. You can glance at the headline, know it's not for you, and move on. You will learn much more that is relevant to your personal life in 30 minutes by reading the newspaper than by viewing hours of TV news. One activity that will enhance frontal lobe action is serious personal daily Bible study. Reading a chapter in the book of Proverbs or doing a topical study in the Bible on the subject of faith or another spiritual theme will provide health to the frontal lobe. Dealing with multiple hits. Some individuals will live a long portion of their life with three ongoing hit categories. Then, a series of events or lifestyle patterns will occur that will suddenly increase the hit categories to 5 or 6, bringing about major depression. If all of these areas are changeable, they should be addressed. Since I usually have the patient attack only one category per month, a few depressed individuals may require up to 24 or 28 weeks to achieve a lasting cure. It is not absolutely necessary to have 0 active hit categories to achieve a lasting cure. As I pointed out earlier, some categories cannot be changed, such as genetic or developmental hit categories. Although 0 hit categories are ideal, many patients will improve dramatically if they reduce them to 1 or 2. However, a gray area may be entered if there are 4 or more active hit categories that are reduced to 3. Most patients with this amount of reduction will eventually feel better and become more functional. However, many will need to continue to take an herb or medication long-term, at least until they further reduce their active hit categories. Thus, I strongly encourage that all changeable active hit categories be removed to give the patient the best chance for achieving a lasting cure without the need of drugs. Some depressed patients ultimately fail to effectively reduce their hit areas. Undergoing counseling, in which cognitive behavioral therapy is applied by an experienced therapist, may then be necessary to achieve success. It is important to let the counselor know exactly what hits you desire to change, so that the therapy sessions can be efficient and directed toward lasting results. Some people who have previously failed to reduce their hit categories will find lasting success by enrolling in a live-in lifestyle center as previously mentioned. In such a facility, all of the active changeable hit categories will be dealt with at once, so the setup for success can be achieved in 3 weeks or less. Lasting success occurs once the patient implements his new lifestyle in his home environment. The lasting cure. I have found that most patients can achieve a lasting cure from depression just by knowing the causes of their condition and undergoing the lifestyle changes necessary to eliminate them. Their motivation springs from their true desire to feel better, function better, think better, and their desire to be more useful to their loved ones. Such patients are absolutely thrilled to experience their new life, especially without the use of drugs and with the elimination of side effects. They agree with a statement written by the author of Hebrews. No chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hebrews 12:11-12. Those who have overcome depression will often state that they feel much better than they did before they were depressed. Yes, their depression grieved them, but as a result of that grieving, they found the cause and changed their diet and lifestyle, straight paths for the feet, and were healed. Now they experience joy, fulfillment, and peace, such as they have never known before. Lasting cure failures. Although some failures occur due to the reasons stated previously under the section Multiple Hit Categories, others will occur simply because the person does not have a true desire to feel better, function better, think better, and may not have a desire to be more useful to their loved ones. Such individuals usually reason that they are somehow gaining from their disease, a process referred to as secondary gain. Such gain may be the thought that they would no longer experience the love and attention from their family, fellow employees, counselor, or doctor if they are cured. Others might feel they experienced gain by the good conversation piece that depressed feelings bring to their friends. Once cured, they may not be as interesting to converse with and may lose friends. They are glorying in their infirmities. There can be a host of other reasons that a person may feel that he is gaining from continuing his depressed state. Whatever the reason, I have found it useful to ask the patient what he feels he is gaining by continuing to practice a lifestyle that is known to cause depression. Once the reason is acquired, I can then help the patient identify his false needs and true needs and can help him see which thoughts are irrational and must be overcome. Such a process often requires a counselor experienced in cognitive behavioral therapy. Once irrational thinking is corrected, the behavior and feelings are positively affected, and a lasting cure can result. A case study. Victoria, age 45, had lost 20 pounds in 2 months and had not had a good night's sleep for over 10 weeks. She'd cried at least once every day for the last 2 months, often without apparent reason. She had seriously contemplated suicide, but realized those thoughts were irrational and did not feel suicidal at present. Her first office visit with me revealed that she had major depression. She was given figure 2 in this chapter in the form of a checklist to attempt to find the cause and to see which specific areas needed to be analyzed in her blood. She was positive for 6 out of the 10 possible HIT categories. She had no family history of depression, but she was a victim of severe sexual abuse by her uncle until the age of 9. Her diet was low in omega fat. The last 2 months, she had hardly been eating at all, and even went entire days without eating any calories. Socially, she now felt isolated. Her husband had fallen in love with another woman 1 year prior to her office visit. She'd been very close to her 20-year-old daughter, who was getting married to a man who lived out of state. Her 14-year-old daughter was choosing to live with her father because of his anything-goes permissive attitude. Fortunately, Victoria was not addicted to alcohol or drugs and had not turned to them in order to cope with her feelings of depression. She had an indoor job and had no regular exercise for 1 year. She watched entertainment television regularly and had turned to internet chat rooms to help her cope with feelings of social isolation. Fortunately, she had no medical maladies and her blood analysis did not reveal any other disease states. Her HIT categories were developmental, nutritional, social, circadian rhythm, lifestyle, and frontal lobe. Because of severe depression and no appetite, I encouraged her to begin taking the medication Remeron, an antidepressant drug, every evening while we addressed the HIT categories 1 month at a time. She had experienced adverse reactions to medication in the past and pleaded with me to begin the diet and lifestyle approach aggressively in hopes of avoiding medication. I permitted this approach only with her agreement that if she did not improve significantly by the end of 1 week, that she would try the medication. I placed her on a diet high in tryptophan and omega-3 fat, flaxseed and walnuts, and high in folic acid with no cholesterol. She was to get 30 minutes of sunlight near the noon hour daily while exercising, brisk walking, or swimming. She was to go to bed no later than 9 p.m. and take a 30-minute hot bath prior to retiring. The internet chat rooms and entertainment television were to be stopped abruptly. The only potential changeable category that remained was her social situation. I could not see how I could get her husband and daughters to return. She previously had close acquaintances in a church that she had attended in the past. She could possibly reestablish an active friendship with some people dear to her in this church, and I encouraged her to pursue this while also pursuing an active daily Bible study and prayer program. Because she wanted to try a treatment approach apart from medication, I told her that immediate implementation of the entire treatment program would bring about the best results if she thought she could accomplish these multiple changes simultaneously. She thought it was possible and was willing to try. Try she did, successfully accomplishing the entire program at once. In 1 week, she had actually gained 2 pounds, her appetite had improved, she was sleeping 7 to 8 hours every night, and had not cried even once during the previous 4 days. She was thoroughly enjoying her renewed spiritual life with private devotions and in studying with her old friends. She obviously did not need the medication. Weeks later, no relapse had occurred, and she is feeling better than ever while continuing her diet and lifestyle program. Yes, she still misses her husband and daughters, but she trusts God to work out in His timing His plan for the rest of her life. She feels she has been given a wonderful opportunity to be open to His continued leading. This abbreviated case report does not mean that the approach that worked for Victoria is for everyone. As previously stated, the treatment program needs to be planned according to the specific causes and needs of each individual patient. If this patient had had an addiction, it would likely have been dealt with during the first 4 weeks before implementing the rest of the program, which may have made antidepressant medication mandatory, depending on the kind of addiction. The case demonstrates again the vital connection of diet and lifestyle to optimal mental health. Withdrawal from medication. Because of vulnerability to relapse, depressed patients are typically advised to continue antidepressant medications for 9 to 12 months before withdrawal is advised. Most individuals who come to me with depression are already on antidepressant medication. Although it usually has helped their condition somewhat, they often are still depressed and are suffering physical symptoms from their condition. I usually have them overcome all their changeable hit categories, wait a month longer to be sure that they have achieved success in these areas, and then begin the process of withdrawing their medication. The withdrawal process is described in Chapter 6. Within 1 month, the withdrawal process is successful in approximately 90% of patients. The patient is no longer depressed and is no longer dependent on medication. In conclusion, this chapter is designed to serve as a guideline for anyone who wants to conquer depression. A 5-point summary states, 1, there's no such thing as a standard case of depression. 2, each victim of depression has a unique set of causes. 3, most cases of depression have more than one cause. Many have 4 or more. 4, each cause must be identified before a strategy for conquering the disorder can be laid out. And 5, a depressed person can often determine his own cause from a list of 51 possibilities. Depression should not be tolerated as a lifelong condition with its miserable effects. I encourage you to begin the process that will result in a lasting cure for depression. Find the cause or causes of your depression. Reverse as many changeable causes as possible through a program that addresses nutrition, lifestyle, social factors, and a renewed spiritual life. The words of the Apostle John ring true today. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John 2. To be in health means optimal physical, mental, social, and spiritual health. You can have genuine, invigorating health of mind, body, and soul. You've been listening to Depression the Way Out by Dr. Neil Nedley. Copyright 2014. To purchase this or other books by Dr. Nedley, or to learn more about their 10-day residential or their 8-week community programs, visit www.nedleyhealthsolutions.com.